Welcome to Take Back America. This is the Pulse of the Nation, and you're listening to Sundays, 7pm.com. First point is that inflation, due to economic policies in the U.S., will lead to 33% to 50% plus inflationary pressures upward. That means that it's going to cause inflation to go over 33% rates to 50% rates to break the economy. The economy is already broken, and it'll break even more. This will present opportunities and hurdles for different groups of people. For the lower classes, it will present some opportunities, but for majority, middle class might be wiped out, and the upper class will be opportunities to grab and steal, grab and go all the land and properties. As Pulse of the Nation, we want to inform you about the different things of that happened in the U.S. and abroad. With tariffs and reciprocal tariffs, we just see a counterattack tariffs that give the opportunity to charge rates that they will never recoup and that will be passed on to the customer, as all taxes are passed on to the customer, even if you see it today. So basically, I'm saying that reciprocal tariffs are just a tax on the American consumer. And the reason we're in this mess in the first place is because decades-long trade policies by administrations and governments in the U.S. allowing foreign companies to come in and do cheap labor, and while U.S. companies will profit. Companies like Apple, who have profited significantly from China trade and who really innovated on China trade under Steve Jobs, but who have leveraged themselves too thin because they made poor decisions. These companies want to bail themselves out and blame the economy and the foreign trade and the trade wars for their problems. That's not the truth. The truth is these companies are over leveraged. They have make poor management, poor decisions. They lose their top brass, and they're just not the best companies in the world no more. They want to be, but they're just a title. $2,300 iPhones is a joke. They're not even worth $50. There's going to be a de-technology situation coming on. And that de-technology situation is going to lead to a revolution in disposable gadgets. So, as much as I like Apple products, management is terrible for the last 5 to 6 years. Thank you. This is Pulse of the Nation 2025. And today is Sunday, April 6th, 6:50 a.m. And that's your news brief. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.